Hey, let's talk about Mr. Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, Burns, B-U-R-N-S, 11364. This is a rather obese gentleman who comes in today. Comes in today for follow-up of his seizure disorder, hypertension, also a history of leg pain. He has a history of restless leg syndrome, and sometimes he has pain when he does a lot of walking. He's a custodian for the school district here in Cleveland, Texas. Makes me concerned about possible intermittent claudication, period. He's social. He's married. He has one child. He was married 27 years, currently been married 6 years. Allergy, non-family history. Dad died of lung cancer. Mom's okay with hypertension, DJD. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy is up to date. Surgery, none. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, obesity. I questioned him over and over about possible sleep apnea, but he denies any symptoms of sleep apnea. I looked at his heart for this reason, and he doesn't really have any evidence of right-sided hypertrophy. He does is rather obese and needs to lose some weight. He understands that with fatty liver. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, up to date, times one. Johnson & Johnson. Review of system. He has terrible teeth. He is tired sometimes. His legs hurt. He does have follow-up of fatty liver. At one time, he had thyroid cysts. He wants to make sure that's gone. He has some nausea, diarrhea. He thinks it's related to his medication. We need to make sure it's not related to his gallbladder, especially with the fact that he's overweight, can't lose weight. He has issues with ED, which makes me wonder if he has peripheral vascular disease as well. Also has had a family history of stroke and a history of carotid stenosis that needs to be rechecked today. Exam, alert, awake, 255 pounds, 95%, 98, 16, 96, 138 over 78. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear. Breathing is somewhat shallow, abdomen is soft. There's tenderness noted over the epigastric area. Neurological non-focal skin shows, no rash, lyrics, stomach shows, trace edema. Assessment number one, seizure disorder. Has not had a seizure for 8 years, is able to drive now. Continue with Tegretol / carbamazepine, 200 milligram, 2 PO BID. Next number is check level. Next number is hypertension control. Next number is rule out diabetes. Next number is restless leg syndrome. Next number is continue with Neurontin, 300 milligram at nighttime. Next number is make sure he doesn't have intermittent claudication. Doppler study is negative. And he does have mild PVD, otherwise negative. Hyperlipidemia, recheck his blood work. This is going to be a non-fasting. He says he has to eat before he gives blood, otherwise he passes out. Next number, echocardiogram shows no evidence of sleep apnea. Next number is thyroid cyst that he had before is now completely gone. Next number is no cause of nausea and diarrhea noted on the abdominal ultrasound except for fatty liver. Next number is gallbladder is contracted. He just ate. Next number, lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Next number, minimal carotid stenosis noted. Next number, fatty liver as before. Next number is BPH with symptoms noted. Next number, meds were refilled. Next summer's blood work obtained. Next summer's lose weight, a big must. He doesn't drink very frequently. We talked about even though he denies any symptoms of sleep apnea to check him for sleep apnea, but he doesn't want that at this time. We'll get blood work and we'll discuss that with the patient when it's ready. Thank you.